3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
Running the ropes?
Of course. I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things wrestling related, and I'm joined by my co-host.
Crystal, you messed it up. It's get ready to rumble. What up, guys? It's BK. It's the best kept secret going in wrestling today. How's it going?
Well, before we get into that, I'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody they know.
Nah, fuck them. You know why I fuck them, Kev?
Why?
Because this Saturday, it's all about the numbers.
The numbers game is real.
The numbers game. I was
going to say that, but normally you say it, so I give it to you. I give it to you. So yeah, the Royal Rumble is on Saturday, the day of this podcast coming out. And don't worry, we're going to release it in the morning. God forbid we get predictions wrong, you know? At least we got it out there. It's in the ether.
God bless. It's not over the, it's not out of the States.
Yeah.
It could have happened literally at 8 o'clock in the morning over here. Dinga is not in Saudi Arabia.
Well, we sound pretentious because...
No, we are. Say what we are. I'm not hiding it. No shame.
Well, you. I'd like to say you versus me. So you can take the brunt of that. But we're going to predict the men's and the women's Rumble winners. Obviously, a lot has gone down on Raw, SmackDown... Pretty much anywhere, yeah, everywhere across the board.
Also, thank God we waited till the week of, not totally planned, by the way, that we didn't record this week prior, because Seth is injured.
Well,
but he's holding on to the title, unless, God forbid, he's not cleared by Mania.
All right, I guess we'll start with that, because...
He's not defending the title anyway, the Rumble, so...
He's not, but... I don't think they would make him hold the title, especially if they knew he wasn't going to be ready. I know they can wish, but it's WrestleMania. These things need to be locked down. You know what I mean?
Also, look at Roman. Roman only had 4 matches this year, defending his title at least. So it's like, they're like, all right, let's give it to Seth, because, you know, Roman doesn't defend his title. 2, remember Cena... with his famous topatic titter back in 07, was supposed to be out 6 months, made it back in 4 months.
Yeah.
So, like, and as somebody who has a slight tear meniscus, which he has a torn meniscus, I believe he said, but I have a slight tear, which I had since 2014, still haven't had surgery on it. It's like, it's up in the air. It literally depends on the physical therapy he goes through after surgery. And if the surgery goes well, knock on wood.
Well, I think he said it was a partial tear or something.
I have a slight tear, so that's why I'm going off based on what I have. Still haven't, yeah. Haven't gotten surgery. But he also has like a torn meniscus. He said something else too.
He's got a lot of torn, partially torn stuff. Yeah. But the crux of what I'm trying to get at here, I think he's going to be okay going into Mania. I can't get over this idea that they're going to put or keep the title on Seth Rollins going into Mania and he's not going to be there. You know what I mean? Like, they could very well next week say, hey, we're stripping him of the title. He's not going to be ready because maybe this week he's getting opinions and blah, blah, blah. They're doing more scans. But...
Well, they don't want to jump the shark too, because going to Kennedy. Remember with his Money in the Bank, they thought he had a tour and they took the briefcase off away. And then a week later, they're like, oh, it wasn't that serious. Too bad you lost your Money in the Bank. It's up. Literally, I said it's up in the air. It's 50-50 at this point.
Now, I guess that leads us to... Do you want to do the men's rumble? I guess no, since we're talking about...
I got a spicy prediction.
I'm going to let you spice it up a little bit. So, what do you got?
Oh, I was going to save. I was going to do the other matches before the men's rumble.
Oh.
Yeah. I was going to wait till the end.
Oh, okay. You want to dangle the carrot.
Yeah, it's a Rumble prediction. You got to end the Rumble predictions with the Rumble match.
Okay, okay, that's fair.
So what's going with your boy?
My boy?
Logan Paul.
Okay.
Mr. Impulsive himself versus Kevin Owens for the United States title.
Logan's retaining.
100%. They gave Kevin Owens a crutch with that broken arm hand. That's a crutch right there. So he's like, oh, he's not 100%. That's why he didn't beat Logan. So, yeah, well, I guess. What? Say it. Say it.
I'm sticking to this, and I've said it like 1,000 times over. Logan Paul is retaining this title. He's going to Mania as champion, and L.A. Knight is going to be the man to beat him. Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
It's going to be a boring match. The promos are going to be great. I don't think the match is going to be as good.
Now, do you think Paul and Kevin Owens go into the Rumble? I mean, they're in the Logan Paul's in the building. You might as well throw him in the Rumble. That's where the whole viral moment thing started.
Paul did his civic duties as a WWE contracted superstar. He showed up. He did his match. He's going out. I don't think he's going to be in the Rumble.
The Brock Lesnar approach. First match on the card, and then you're going home. See ya.
I'll watch the pay-per-view on the plane ride home.
I mean, we live in a world where I definitely see that happening. But, you know, I try to hold out a little hope, just a little bit. Just a tiny bit. Now, I guess, from my knowledge right now, the only other title match on this card is the undisputed WWE Universal Championship match between Roman, Randy, AJ, and LA Knight. Fatal 4-Way. So, why talk about it? Like, why?
What do you want to talk about?
But why? That's the question. What do you want to talk about? Why do you want to talk about it? Because we all know what's happening. I mean, hey.
You gotta make him look strong. You gotta make Randy look strong when he goes to Vince Cody Rhodes at Mania. Legacy explodes.
Stop. It didn't register until you said legacy, what you're trying to do to me.
I was surprised. I'm like, I didn't get a reaction right away from you. I was like, wow, he did.
It took a moment. It's been a long day. But In my humble opinion, this isn't about Randy. This isn't about LA Knight. This isn't about AJ. No. Personally, I think AJ takes the pin. I'm just putting it out there.
I agree. You can't. You have to make Randy look strong. He just came back from like an 18-month show to AJ, but AJ wasn't like a real injury. It was like storyline injury. I think LA Knight takes the pinfall.
Well, no. Actually, I lied. I lied. I think this match I think this match is important to the story of the Bloodline, because this is what I want. This isn't what should happen or what WWE will do, because this is the smart move. This needs to be a match where Roman Reigns just cleans house himself. No Solo, no Jimmy or Jay, no nothing. Roman needs to go into that Fatal 4-Way. Grant you, Solo could come down with them to the ring, and he could get ejected, whatever. But Roman needs to take care of business. You're wagging your finger.
Nah. I agree. I agree with you. But I'm going to change it up a little bit.
Just a little
bit. I'm going to get the big daddy himself, Nick Aldis. He's going to inject. No, not even eject. He's going to backstage, something like that, or even during the match. He's going to tell Paul, if Jimmy and Solo come trying to interfere in this match, they're kicked out of the Rumble. They can't participate. So that means, and that's what they do. They don't believe in it, whatever. Solo and Jimmy come in. They think they pulled the fast one over Nick Aldis. Nick kicks both of them out. Now you have two vacant spots at the Rumble.
Gosh.
Two Rumble spots. That could be taken by anyone. And I'm going to say who those two might be later on down when we talk about the men's podcast. So let's just put a pin.
Look at you teasing the whole thing here. You're teasing what's good later on.
So yeah, I think they're going to do that where they're going to kick him out. Roman's still going to win. I think AJ, because he has that lone wolf gimmick that he did in TNA. But yeah, I think Roman's going to win. Either do a triple stack or just pin AJ Styles.
I think a stack would be nice. You know, just to tickle the fancy of some people who are fans of the Bloodline. Now, outside of this, I don't see any other matches here, at least that are planned. No tag team match, which is weird, you know.
Well, there's names in the Rumble, all of them.
Well, still, I've seen champs pull double duty. So, yeah, do we want to do the Women's Rumble?
Sure, go right ahead.
So, without further ado, are we talking like surprises, or are we're just doing winners?
We could do surprises and winners and runner-ups.
All right, so I firmly believe, and I'm not totally making this up on the spot and trying to buy time by talking like this, I'm going to go.
You're thinking. A lot has changed.
Ooh.
A lot has changed.
We
did a midway prediction, right? Who's winning the Rumble?
Yeah. I think we did. I think. Didn't we say Jade Cargill for...
I said Jade Cargill winning the Rumble.
You did. I think I said Bailey or something like that. But I'm going to go Jade Cargill to win the WWE 2024 Royal Rumble. It's definitely going to be like Becky Lynch it's probably going to be Becky. Or I don't know, like, do they want to go this route where Bianca challenges Rhea? Do they want to do the Jade Cargill versus Rhea? Do they want to do Bayley versus Io? And blah, blah, blah. But that could be set up. Damage control through SmackDown and whatever. It's so, like, the variables here for the women's side of things are, it's all over the place. Which is good. I'm not saying it's bad. This is best for business. But shout it's hard to... Authority. Yeah, shout out. But, it's hard to nail someone down. Now, I want to hear you. Because you're sitting over there acting like you know it all. And I'm going to be very surprised how you piece this together.
All right. So, a couple things. One, there's going to be a new record broken. Most eliminations.
Okay.
Jade Cargill.
I can see that. Good shout. Good shout.
I don't think she's going to win it. They're going to just give her the most elimination, make her look strong as a dominant, which I think that's like the only way you got to do it. This one woman breaks the record, breaks Roman's record. And the Rumble, that'd be amazing. Runner up, Becky Lynch.
Okay.
Winner, Bailey.
All right.
Oh wait, no, not Bailey.
No.
I got Bailey losing the Rumble, and that's gonna cause Damage Control to get upset with Bailey and kick her out, causing Bailey. And, like, maybe Sasha and Trinity come back, Naomi, come back, and you do that match at Mania. And what I got for the winner, I said Becky. I'm going to change it. I thought myself out of it. I'm going to go Becky winning it. Because I've been seeing the program the last couple of weeks, and they've been teasing a lot, though, with Nia Jax or Bianca. Becky, I don't want Becky, because that's another Rumble. That's another person who won the Rumble before. But you got to set records, you got to break records, and I think Becky's going to be the first woman to win the Royal Rumble.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finish the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe. BL. It just depends, honestly. I think way I see it, whoever is challenging Rhea is going to be the Rumble winner. Like, for lack of better terms.
They really haven't been building anyone up in the last couple of weeks, like in matches wise, which is throwing me off.
Exactly. And partly why, because Becky has been absent from Raw. Kind of over the past few weeks, which could be why she's gonna win it. Why is this so difficult?
Right, I could see Becky and Nia being the last two in the Rumble because they had that segment on Raw.
That's true. Oh yeah, and there's history there.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't. It's really hard. Who do you have returning for the Women's Rumble though?
Now, you mentioned, and I'm going to ask you, because I'm kind of, like, iffy on this. Is there really any legs to Sasha Banks coming back? Like, isn't she with AEW, or she signed or something?
She has not signed with AEW.
She hasn't.
And Trinity's contract has ended in TNA.
I thought I seen her on TNA, like, last week.
Her contract is up at the Rumble.
Oh.
And that Hard to Kill was her last title. Like, the week after Hard to Kill, she said, I'm done. My contract is up. And gotcha. You guys saw the photos. Bayley, Sasha were there with Papa H. And they called Hard to Kill a PLE. And that's a WWE term.
Well, now they're owned by TKO, and The Rock is now your board director.
Yeah, no, but it's got to show there's some correlations with the fact that you're calling Hard to Kill a PLE.
Well, I'm going to say Naomi. Surprise Naomi? Entrance. Yeah, I'm going to say Naomi. Sasha, too. Might as well. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's do it.
Yeah, I was going to say Sasha and Naomi. I feel like there's a big, big, big chance.
Michelle McCool. Always making her entrance.
Coming from the crowd. Every year. I feel like every year is Michelle McCool. It's not even a surprise anymore. If you see her in the crowd, you know she's just jumping the barrier again.
Hey, I welcome it. I like me some Michelle McCool.
Santina Marella.
Oh, gosh.
Latino sister.
There you go. All right. A legend in the WWE.
A person who should be in the Hall of Fame because she won the Miss Diva Battle Royale back at WrestleMania 25.
My gosh.
Ahead of the time of a gimmick.
So I'm going to also just say quick from NXT, I think Roxanne Perez. Why not?
Cora Jade.
No, she just went through surgery. Her knee.
Oh, yeah.
I seen on Instagram yesterday.
Tiffany
Stratton. There you go. That good, good, good.
Doesn't get called up. Makes it a surprise.
Make it a surprise. Yes.
All right. Big boys. This is where the big boys play.
Welcome to your main event. Let's chat about the Men's Royal Rumble. Now, we're going to do it the same like we did with the women's. Do runner-up, surprise entrant, and then winner. Now, this is where things get all types of convoluted. Surprise entrant, I'm going to go X-Pac. X-Pac? Yeah.
X-Pac?
Sean Waltman.
The 1-2-3 kid?
Imagine. Yeah, I don't know why, like, going into this Rumble season, he was always a name that came up as, like, a surprise, and I'm like, is it, like, a surprise? Like, I know. It'll be fun. Like, it's pretty plausible that he's gonna be there, but, you know, I'm gonna go X-Pac for this. Why not?
Just said only X-Pac? Any more other surprises?
Ray?
Well, Ray, I feel like Ray isn't really injured.
Yeah.
So, but you don't think anyone else? Any Hall of Famers? Any legends?
Hall of Famers. I mean, I feel like there's someone clear as day that I'm missing. Oh. What if Hogan goes down? Imagine. No, we don't want that. I don't know. I'm drawing a blank here. How about you?
So, let's take those two pins that I put over here, Jimmy and Solo being kicked out of the Rumble. Let's put the Rainmaker, since there are reports that he's WWE bound. Oh. He might be going to NXT. What ways to get eyes on NXT by making the Rainmaker come through the Rumble?
Okay.
And then, the best trick the devil ever pulled was making the devil never existed. MJF makes a surprise debut at the Rumble.
You really think that's happening?
I mean, what a way. If there was any way of introducing MJF, this would be the moment while Punk's in the ring.
Forget that. Well, Punk and Cody. Imagine Punk and Cody. Oh. He's number 30. They're the last two slugging it out like Gunther and Cody were last year.
I was also going to say MJF is my number 30 spot.
I'm in the firm camp that AEW re-signed him. And this is the bidding war of 2024 is all just to work.
Honestly, I think they did a contract extension back at May when he made his return, when he won the Joker Battle Royale. And then they just kept pushing it because everyone knows they're like, let's just feed into it. But it's like, it's a nice thing. This is what we like to do, a surprise. It'd be what a pop.
It would be crazy. It would be along the lines of what Styles got back when
back in 2016.
When he debuted at the Rumble. So I dig it, but I guess now, without further ado, who's winning the whole damn thing?
Who do you think I got winning the Rumble?
Well, knowing you and how much you hate me.
This is all about finishing the story.
No, because no. Stop. You're not allowed to be on that train. You're not.
CM Punk has a story. Kofi has a story.
You're not allowed to be on that train.
R-Truth has a story.
My problem, before you say you're winner. What are we doing with Dewey? What are we doing with Dwayne? Where is he? Where is he? I'm worried. I'm worried as could be. Because this would be the second time in my life where Dewey comes out of nowhere and screws my favorite superstar over. He's going to come in. That CM Punk pointed it out in that promo on Monday, which was pretty damn fire.
He should have said The Rock instead of my name. His name, sorry.
Yeah. Can you imagine? That'd be a nice shout.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Dewey, that variable too, as a surprise entrance. I don't know. But you're going with who? You said finishing this story. Something tells me you're about to say CM Punk. Let me acknowledge. I know Cody is not winning back-to-back Rumbles. I know it in my bones. Like I've been saying this whole time, Cody's road to, well, honestly, I don't even know if that road's even open now, but his road to Roman is through the Elimination Chamber.
So I got Cody winning the Rumble.
This guy, you're not allowed to do this. You're not, this isn't fair. This is not fair. This isn't fair.
I actually put on my Because I put on my big boy thinking hat. And I'm going to bring it down. You have your hat on you? You got your big boy thinking hat?
No.
All right. So here's the thing. WWE is all about breaking records and setting records. Now, clearly, we're Roman. Who's the only superstar to ever win back-to-back Royal Rumbles?
I have no clue.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh. I was going to say Randy, but I think Randy was the first to win two.
Yeah, Randy was first. No, because Austin won two Rumbles.
Oh, yeah, what you just said. Duh.
Yeah. Wow. So, you have Cody being the second superstar to ever win back-to-back Rumbles. And then, because Roman's on SmackDown, how are you going to get Cody over to SmackDown with that? You say Chamber. Chamber's going to be exclusive. So, second, we just lead Punk. Chamber match. Number one contender for the world title. You have Punk win that. And then, but wait, there's more. At the Royal Rumble, not the Royal Rumble, sorry, at WrestleMania, that means it will be the Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns, versus the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, versus the electrifying, the more sports entertaining superstar in WWE history, the great one, the People's Champ, The Rock. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. At WrestleMania, I'm calling my shot. It's a triple threat. Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes versus The Rock for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship.
Something about that doesn't sit right with me. Something just... Whenever I envision Cody winning his championship, finishing the story, that whole deal, I envision a one-on-one match. Him versus Roman, straight up. Because, like I said earlier about Roman having to win this match straight up, I think the end cap to Roman's whole empire, record-setting run, whatever, has to end clean. It cannot, like, it needs to be a nail in the coffin for him. Now, I don't think Cody's winning the Rumble. I just don't. And you know me. You think you know me, but you do. Because this pains me to say that, you know, Cody not winning the Rumble is hard. But I think CM Punk wins this Rumble.
It's not his story. It's Punk's story is main eventing WrestleMania. It's not winning the Royal Rumble.
But how do you get to Mania?
Elimination Chamber.
No.
Number one contender for the world title, and you have Punk enter, you have Punk win. How do you get Cody to go to Roman if Roman's on SmackDown? You can't put him on a SmackDown Elimination Chamber unless they do some stupid fucking trade, which I don't think Adam Pearce is going to do. You thought Cody was going when they trade Jey Uso to, like, oh, Cody's going to SmackDown. Jey went to
Raw. There's a trade. I'm saying.
There's a trade coming. And then who came to SmackDown? Who came to SmackDown, Kev? Who came to SmackDown? Who?
You just said it. You just said it.
Kevin Owens. I want you to say it. And then Kevin Owens. Who do you think it was?
I thought it was Cody, but it was Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
But... Mm-hmm. You know, lightning strikes twice, and you know, you and I both know the WWE looks us in the eyes every damn year and says, these are two separate rosters. There's one premium live event every single year, one night a year, inner brand warfare, where superstars cross over. They look us in the eyes and say that. But then the week after, guess who's on SmackDown? A Raw champion. Guess who's on Raw? A SmackDown champion. All that stuff. They don't care about the brand split. They don't. It doesn't exist.
I mean, they do now, because look, you have two specific general managers. You have Nick Aldis, who signed Randy to SmackDown. And you have Adam Pearce, who signed... Because literally, Adam was like, I'll give you what you want, a world title. Randy Orton, I'll get you what you want. Roman Reigns. So, boom. And the thing is, Rock doesn't have to do 50%. Rock doesn't have to be in the match 50% of the match. He could be taken out by the Bloodline backstage, you know, save him since he's doing Hollywood. He comes out near the end of the match. Boom, boom, boom. Yay, booze. You still get that Roman versus Rock still stayed one-on-one. But if you want to make Roman look good, you make Cody look strong by beating two legends. I'm just saying.
But that's what doesn't sit right with me. You're not going to bring Dwayne back to just do a triple threat. The big money match is Rock Roman straight up.
WrestleMania 36.
Don't give Edge me the whole through. Batista. Or
no, no, Daniel no. That's Bryan. WrestleMania 30. Get your history right.
Well, it's all blur.
WrestleMania 36, Edge versus Roman. Edge won the Rumble. And who snuck his way into that match? Daniel Bryan. WrestleMania 30 now. Who won that? Daniel Bryan. Granted, that was Daniel Bryan's story. WrestleMania 20. Chris Benoit won the Rumble. Chris Benoit was the Triple H. Who snuck their way in to make it a triple threat? Shawn Michaels. You can have Cody doing a promo while Rock's in the ring. I sent this to you. And then they're like, I need a finish. And then Rock could be like, I don't give a fuck about your story. Oh, it doesn't matter about your story. It matters about family. Shout out to Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
Boom. Calling my shot. Triple threat of Mania. It's 40 years of Mania. You can't rehash the same match because everyone. I know. Cena versus Rock, WrestleMania for the titles. They're back.
How about the six Rock or Brock Roman matches we got?
I mean, no, but they weren't back to back. At Mania, Roman and Brock never went back to back at Mania.
It feels like they did.
No, they went at Mania, but they never went back to back. WrestleMania 31, which ended up being a triple threat. WrestleMania 33 at New Orleans, and then WrestleMania 38 was Roman versus Brock, title versus title. You got to change it up. You had Rock just tease it a couple of weeks ago. They're clearly making it a triple threat match. At Mania. And this is why, at the end of the day, when Mania comes around, it's going to prove why I'm a great champion. This is why, look at it. It even matches my hat. Look at that. Look at that. So beautiful. WrestleMania 30, calling my shot. You know me, whenever I call my shot, I'm never wrong. I always look straight in the eyes and I'm saying, let's go. Last year, Mania, you called me an idiot. You called me a fool. I took that ball, turned it sideways, and hit a home run. And said what?
That Roman would win. But, you don't understand. I mean, you do understand, because I'm going to give you an example. WWE is me, right? It's K-Lo, right? We're following this story. WWE is like me whenever I see Rhea Ripley. I got blinders. I don't care. I need to see that and that only. And that's my goal. That's my end game. Shout out to the Avengers. WWE in this instance, and the Rhea Ripley for them, is Roman and the Anoa'i family. That's who they're googly-eyed over. Obviously, for big reasons, they're movie stars, they're generational superstars, rightfully so. But this Rock-Roman feud is something we've been building and teasing and this and that, and it's been the dream match, it's everything. And to kind of grant you, could they do night one, night two? Could they do? Is that what we're doing? Is that what the... I mean... Who knows?
You can't because you promised.
I agree, but no, like,
you can't, no, you promised
Dwayne set me into a loop.
Simmer down.
I can't because this is getting to me.
Simmer down because you know where you could do Rock and Roman?
Don't say SummerSlam.
No, I'm not saying SummerSlam.
Don't say some other. Not the Saudis. Don't give it to them.
They're going to get it. That's the next. They're going to get.
They're definitely gonna get they probably pay like $4 billion for that.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Because then you have Roman accusing the Rock of costing him his title. Boom boom. And then you have Randy Turnhill. That's your summer feud.
That's who I think Cody's first title feud would be, but you know, Dewey had to show up.
Or my old prediction that I said way back before our Survivor Series, Cody wins the Rumble, Damian Priest cashes in. Or, you know what would be really funny? Is that R-Truth causes Damian Priest the Money in the Bank.
No. Damian Priest is going to be World Heavyweight Champion. That's what I'm going with. He's cashing in, maybe on Seth. Who knows? This is what I'm going to stay up at night thinking about, because
you're welcome.
WWE curses me all the time. But yeah, I don't know. I'm indecisive. I'm going to say CM Punk for the sake of saying CM Punk, just because I'm like that and I want to be a realist and not get my hopes up. Do I wish it was Cody? Of course I do. I wish it was Cody every year.
You're not a real Cody fan. This is not
your kingdom. You're not pulling this.
This is not your kingdom. It makes sense. You have Punk behind your poster. I don't see a CM Punk one. No, sorry. I don't see a Cody Rhodes one over there. So you clearly want CM Punk.
You know that meme of the Fairly Odd Parents? He's like, this is where I'd put my trophy if I had one. It's like, this is where I'd put the Cody picture if I had one. If he wins the title.
You don't have room.
He didn't win the title yet.
Oh, so if you
WrestleMania.
You should have gotten the sad photo of Cody just singing on the road.
My constant reminder every single day of the worst night of my life. That is the night. But yeah, I'm going Cody, or I'm going Punk. You're going Cody. That's what we're doing. Is that
wow?
Gosh, if you listen, I'm saying this right now.
I called my shots.
If you're right, I'm not talking to you. I just don't want to see you. I don't.
I feel like you said the same thing last year. When I said Roman was winning.
No, because I was blinded by like my hope, and I was like, "There's no way. There's no way WWE would do it." But this year, I'm being a realist, what you told me to do last year, and watch. Things are going to go the way I want them to actually go. But speaking of going, that about does it here for the Get Comfy podcast. We hope you guys enjoyed. This show goes live every single week on iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Bleav Podcast Network. And I've been joined by the one and only
BKS.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Deuces!